Brett Melnick joins me here in our broadcast location. You're going to have to use that stick mic and put it up closer to your mouth. The other mic doesn't work for some stupid reason. All of a sudden, we're having technical issues. Congratulations, winning the Scotty Monroe Memorial Trophy. A couple of years ago, you were on a team, last season, you were on a team in Edmonton that was dead last. What's it like going from the outhouse, so to speak, to the penthouse?
Yeah, it's super cool. I'm so happy to do it with this group of boys, and yeah, I know it's a pretty cool accomplishment. We got a ways to go from here, but I'm really looking forward to it with this group.
I've said so many times this year, there are going to be times this year where a guy like you, with your pedigree, with your background as being a captain of a team, is going to score some big goals. And tonight, I thought you scored a massive one, getting you guys back to even Steven on this game. Tell me about your goal, first of all.
Yeah, it was a collective effort out there. We worked them down low, and a nice pass from Babs, and yeah, nice screen in front of the net and went far side.
Okay, so now you get the goal that ties it up. The other thing, though, you get big props here just now. Your line and also the line of Parr, Volotovsky, and Calvert from head coach Brendan Sonny for your guys' work. How important is that going to be for you guys to continue to do those things once playoffs start?
Yeah, for sure. It's rolling four lines is huge, and I think we did a really good job of that tonight, and we just got to keep that going and carry that on into playoffs.
Now, you're not the biggest guy. What's it like coming up against some of those trees that they have back there on the Prince Albert defense?
Yeah, no, you got to get low, you got to get in their hands, and yeah, that's kind of my go-to, and get in their hands, strip the puck, and get to work.
Yeah, and it works very effectively. You've got to be proud of the fact that works like that. We actually got a chance to see your flow a little bit tonight, too. You got your helmet knocked off during a little scrum in the third period. Is it anything too terribly serious going on out there, or just the way the game goes?
Yeah, just the way the game goes. It was getting pretty gritty at the end there, and yeah, Whitey told me I had to keep the flow going, so I haven't cut her yet.
All right, well, looks like you'll be keeping it like that throughout the playoffs for as long as it goes. Rhett, congratulations on the goal and the victory and the Scotty Monroe Trophy and all the rest of that. We'll see you shortly.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Rhett Melnick of the Saskatoon Blades joining me.